Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Provisions in a proposed legislation would adopt a no-questions-asked policy regarding vaccine exemptions for children attending daycare facilities and could fine centers for turning them away. In part, that's what Senate Bill 20 proposed for Kansas child care centers, stating the legislation is geared towards prohibiting an inquiry into the sincerity of requests for an exemption from vaccine requirements. And the Kansas Insurance Department recovers big money for Seward County residents. J.P. Bizet has more.
Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced Friday the Kansas Insurance Department recovered over $130,000 for Seward County residents in 2022. Last year, a total of $7.6 million was recovered for policyholders statewide. Funds considered recovered when department staff assist individuals in need of support during their insurance claims process.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Providing the best care right here at home. Provisions in a proposed legislation would adopt a no-questions-asked policy regarding vaccine exemptions for children attending daycare facilities, and it could fine centers for turning them away, as, in part, that's what Senate Bill 20 proposes for Kansas child care centers. The legislation is geared towards prohibiting an inquiry into the sincerity of a request for an exemption from vaccine requirements. With the provision, a child can attend a Kansas daycare facility claiming an exemption to vaccine requirements, and providers would be required to accept the exemption without questioning the validity. Republican Senators Mark Steffen and Mike Thompson introduced the bill Wednesday in the Committee for Public Health and Welfare. Some Kansas child advocates say the current system is working and doesn't need to change. They said they worry that if the bill passes and providers see an influx of unvaccinated children, the effects would be swift. However, the bill does state all children should follow the vaccination requirements the state deems necessary. And directly underneath that statute, it describes exactly how the requirements are exempted. The bill would also apply to elementary, secondary, and post-secondary schools in Kansas. Facilities that refuse an exemption could face a $25,000 fine. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that at around 7:30 a.m. on Friday morning on Randall Road east of Mankato, an elementary school student was killed and several others were hurt when a Rock Hills USD 107 SUV overturned and rolled. It was driven by a 43-year-old woman. The Suburban was headed north on 250th Road when it entered a ditch on the east side briefly, got back on the road, and then overturned. It ultimately came to rest in a ditch on the west side of the road on its top. one of the passengers, a fifth grade student, died in the crash. The student's name has not been released. However, a trooper said the victim's family had been notified. The driver and four other students were hospitalized with minor injuries, but are expected to be okay. The patrol's critical highway accident response team was on the scene investigating, and additional information was not provided. The Kansas Department of Transportation will hold an open house on Monday, January 30th, for the upcoming reconstruction of 6 miles of Kansas 383 in Norton County. And the event is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Almena Community Center, located at 421 Main Street in Almena. The attendees will be able to review the project plans and expected traffic impacts, and Kansas Department of Transportation staff will also be available for questions and comments about the project. No formal presentation will be given, so participants are welcome to come and go at any time during the event between 4 and 6 p.m. The project is the second phase of the Kansas Department of Transportation's reconstruction of the 26-mile K-383 corridor in Norton and Phillips counties. Construction activities include reconstructing and widening the highway on existing alignment, as well as adding paved shoulders. The work is expected to begin this spring and be completed by the end of 2023, weather permitting. Anyone who requires language translation or special assistance or accommodation to attend the meeting should contact Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107 at least 1 week before the meeting date of January 30th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
The Colby Community College Endowment Foundation announced a new scholarship after receiving a $50,000 gift from David and Rose Kreller, as the fund is in memory of Kathy Kreller, who graduated in the first nursing class at Colby Community College, and Kathy passed away in 2000. The Kathleen A. Kreller Scholarship will provide two $2,500 awards annually, one for a practical nursing student and one for an individual pursuing an associate degree in nursing or ADN. First preference will be given to students from Rooks or Smith counties, and second preference will be given to candidates in Phillips, Norton, Graham, Trigo, Ellis, Russell, or Osborne counties. President Dr. Seth Carter stated that Colby Community College is honored to be able to recognize and memorialize Kathy's legacy, and the college is incredibly thankful for David and Rose Kreller's generosity and their investment in the nursing programs and their students. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on Tuesday, January 10th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Wally Burton, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Verla Grish, the Administrative Coordinator. The December meeting minutes were approved by the Board, and through a Zoom call, consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith provided a summary of the 2022 legislative activity and expectations for the 2023 sessions. Director Goslin told the Board an e-community loan is pending for the purchase of a downtown business. He said the Norton County Legislative Day in Topeka will be on February 7th, and that he's been working with Scott Sproul with the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center regarding issues to be discussed with key department heads. And he received a call from the Norton Police Department thanking their office for the incentive they provided for the new police officer. The director then informed the board that a down payment assistance application was approved. Andy reported that the hiring committee had interviewed 5 new candidates and was ready to make a recommendation to fill the administrative assistant position. A motion was then made and passed to offer the position to Amy Levine. A new base grant program opened in early January, and the director has received financial commitment letters from both the Norton City and Norton County for an infrastructure project match. And a motion was made and passed to utilize $200,000 from program funds to complete the 25% match requirement for the base grant. Mr. Goslin also told the board that the city is working to clean up the Prairie Hills estate property. There's an effort to offer trade skills at the Norton Correctional Facility through the manufacture of single-family housing at the facility. And lastly, the director told the board that he planned to attend the Heartland Economic Development course this April in Blue Springs, Missouri, and asked approval for funding. A motion was made and passed to pay the $1,000 course fee. With no more business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:43 p.m. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be tomorrow, Tuesday, January 17th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room in Downs, Kansas, and the main agenda items include a presentation about the Regional Advisory Committee responsibilities, an update from the Bostwick Irrigation District, an update on interstate compacts, and updates on recent Kansas Water Authority and legislature activities. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found at kwo.ks.gov. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then you get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Yeah, she put her trust
but
in
a girl
you.
Like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much you mean. Tell her about it, tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it. The girl don't want to wait too long. You gotta
tell her about it. That's Billy Joel. I'm Joyce Jefferson. So last month, this 31-year-old man was arrested for child abuse after repeatedly dropping a 4-month-old baby in a parking lot. This month, he wrote a note demanding money that also said he had a gun. He handed it to a grocery store worker who managed to call for help, and the man left empty-handed. But Miami police quickly spotted the guy as he was throwing that note away. I wonder what hijinks he has planned for next month. Good news, now you can shop all the beauty products you know and love more conveniently than ever with Sephora at Kohl's, available at Kohl's.com and in select stores.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until midnight Thursday morning. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 50. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. The lows level off around 26 tonight, partly cloudy. Cloudy tomorrow, 42. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 46.
Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Northern Valley USD 212 knows the students who take academics seriously and work hard in band, FFA, forensic, Scholars Bowl, and more work even harder to achieve their goals. Good luck at the upcoming events from all of the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley USD 212. Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited wishes the Stockton High School good luck at all the upcoming academic events this week. From your friends at Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited in Stockton, we can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
Painter Oil Service is thrilled to cheer for the amazing Hoxie Indian winter sports teams. The athletes have the talent and determination that's sure to lead them to victory. Good luck, girls and boys. Do your best from your friends and fans at Painter Oil Service in Hoxie. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited is wishing good luck to the guys and girls of the Stockton Tigers winter sports teams. The athletes are sure to bring home the victories. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited in Stockton. They can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, join us every Monday through Friday at 9:05 for the Party Line on KQNK.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him. Body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade that does. doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
To face the music, you've come to the right place. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow. I never noticed.